Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know it's a special day when Bob arrives early. Heck, when Bob arrives at all on a Tuesday, let alone all dressed up.
Dressed up.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. This is incredible.
You know how tough it is for me to get up in the morning.
Yes, I do. You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today. You look like you're headed to a wedding.
Well, no. I'm heading for something else, however.
Something
a distinction that I never thought I'd get.
Just as special. Bob once got his bust along with Ron Cook on a drink cup. But this is a whole new ball game. This is a whole new world, and I'm proud to be part of this. Tony Miceli, GM of the Washington Wild Things, is here. He's in the building. There's a camera on him. You look great, Tony, by the way. You look like Jason Kendall in his prime. This
great.
Is incredible.
He does, and you know, he's not a morning person either.
Oh, no.
You know,
no.
When you're doing baseball for your life, grind after grind, day after night, and night after day, it's tough. So he's here too, bright-eyed and bushy.
Yeah, he looks
both
great.
Struggled. We both struggled to get up this morning, a little early, TV, cameo for both of us, and then unwind for
what,
the rest
did
of
you time. Have a slumber party last night or what? How did you know that you were both having trouble getting
no.
up, Bob?
We were on PTL.
Oh, PTL, that's where the official unveiling happened. Okay. Well, right now we're on YouTube. We are on the fans' YouTube page, which you should subscribe to, I might add. It don't cost nothing. Get there through our website at 937thefan.com. See Tony. See Bob. Unfortunately, see me. There's people coming into the room filming. And we're here to unveil, at least in radio form, the Bob Pompeiani bobblehead. Bob, why don't you take it from here? This is overwhelming me. I'm about to cry.
Believe me, when I first heard about it, and Tony honored me by saying they'd wanted to do it, I was flattered, honored. I mean, how many people get a chance to have this? So I was just concerned because I never got consulted once about what this was going to look like. I was concerned about, you know, getting rid of the bags under the eyes and all the other things. But so he did me a solid, Joe. It's kind of a younger looking me, which I appreciate.
May I unveil it on YouTube, Bob?
Please
do. Or did you want to do that? Here it is. Unbelievably, Bob is holding a football, and he has a Matt Millen-like neck brace on. Oh,
no,
wait,
that's
a
neck
piece
brace.
Of styrofoam.
Although I look like Chris Schenkel calling a football game in 90-degree heat.
You look like Shane Coughlin for the Bills. Look at that thing. That looks great. We should keep that on there. No, this comes off. There's Bob with a baseball bat and a football, and what a man he is. And yes, the head
and
is
bobbling. Whiter teeth than I've ever had before, and I'm
look
happy
that.
For that. Thank you again, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, tell us what went in a KDK, too. Look at that. I notice there's not a fan logo or a Pomp and Joe logo. Tony, tell us what went into this.
So this has been
who sculpted it? Did you commission a sculptor like the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame would do?
It's actually the same company that does pretty much all Major League, Minor League Baseball bobbleheads and giveaways. So they're commissioned out of country. They work up. We probably went through honestly about 6 or 7 different clay molds.
Yeah.
To get the hair right, to get honestly like
that ain't
you
easy.
Had a lot of moose
pumping
in that
ain't
hair.
Easy.
That's
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. So we went through a bunch of renditions of just making it look as best as we could to fit him and his style, and making sure like all the features kind of matched up. But this has been an idea for about 2 years. So actually, Brent in the sales office here,
Great Brentini.
Yes. Yeah. Sat with me for a meet, and we were talking about something really cool promotionally, and we kicked around the idea of doing this with Bob, and 2 years later we were able to get it to fruition and get it over the hump and unveiled. I think it's a really cool piece for a lot of people in Pittsburgh. Bob and I were talking that it's great to have players and the people who do, hey, I lead the league in stolen bases, I do some fun stuff here or there, but Bob has been able to make an impact here for 3 or 4 generations of sports fans, and I think it's only right that there's a piece that kind of continues on his legacy.
I'm very flattered about that too. So you put in all this time and you finally get a bobblehead. I'm excited.
I mean, we've had people on the show going after Bob, so I think this is a good moment for him as well.
I insult Bob.
I'm not encouraging anybody to ever smash one or whatever,
no.
but you can, yeah, I think these are going to be great pieces.
No, these are great. These are, Bob, did you ever consider consulting Bob on these, or you want, the better part of that was to keep it a secret and have an unveil?
Better for the surprise. I showed Selena some tease pieces when we were
doing
some
claim molds. Oh, she kept that from me, too. No idea.
Yeah, I didn't show her the face. I showed her the kind of the pose and what we were doing with it and claim mold. Just to give her a heads up with what we're doing, but I wanted everything to be a good surprise. I knew locally here in the area we'd get a nice little bump once we unveiled it, and I think his reaction to it was going to be a big part of the process.
Handsome devil, isn't he?
That's the whole part. The suit. I told him the suit choice was. I had to go through probably 15 different pictures of, okay, what suit, tie, combo are we going to go?
I got a lot of suits, so therefore you picked a good one.
Yeah,
good solid
he
look.
Sure did, and he picked a younger you, which is great. Yeah. We've seen some horrifying statues and busts revealed in recent years, including the
Dwayne Wade one.
Dwayne Wade was borderline tragic. This one, I think, is true to a young Bob Pompeiani.
It is a younger me, and I'm appreciative of that, because this older me is struggling every day.
the older him is a dashing gentleman as well, but the younger him, I mean, look at this, Bob. You're immortalized is what happens here.
Like I said, I can't thank Tony and the Wild Things enough. I think it's tremendous. It's a big honor, and because not many people get this kind of honor, so I look forward on Saturday night to seeing a lot of people down there. Hopefully, I don't want to disappoint and have nobody show up.
He's throwing a first pitch. There's only gonna be 1,000 of these.
Only 1,000.
Only
how much
1,000.
Does the ballpark sit, and how many tickets have you sold already?
We seat like 3,500. We're over like 2,000 right now.
You are literally going to have a line there for these bobbleheads.
Yeah, there'll be a line an hour and a half.
Now, this won't become a Yager situation where they're coming via France or something and get lost in the mail?
Nope, they've all arrived.
Okay.
I traveled with 10 boxes today to the station and dropping off a box for you guys. But they're all here. They're all under lock and key, and the lines will be nice and long. And, it's a great piece. Like I said, not everybody's going to have it, which makes it even more special.
Yeah.
Bob's big supporters, big fans, his family. These are going to be pieces that they hold on to.
Once this came out, you couldn't believe, Joe, how many texts I got from people. Yeah. Who, and I said, I'll do my best. I don't know, you know, how many I can get my hands on or whatever, but hopefully there will be enough. But I have a feeling. I may go in that line and just and apologize to people who don't get it, because I feel bad if that's the case.
So what time do doors open and what time does the game start?
So gates will open at 6 o'clock on Saturday, game 7 o'clock. Certainly, I know Bob and I were talking about there are going to be people out there tailgating early.
Yeah.
And
do you normally have people tailgate?
Yeah. Especially on weekends, we'll have tailgate. Yeah. The parking lots will open at 3 o'clock. So people can get out there. They can have a couple beers, chill, and wait to get in line, and then wait for the gates to open and try your luck, grab a bobblehead, and enjoy a game. We're in a playoff push. Counting down our magic number, so it's a nice time to be at the ballpark.
They got a big game. It's the Mississippi Mud Monsters.
Yeah. The Mud Monsters.
How about that name?
You don't want to play them in a big game.
No, well, we're ahead of them. We'll handle business.
How often do you pack the place?
A good bit now. I mean, the weather this year has been very, very challenging. Every weekend we've had this year, we've had rain or some bad temps. But, I mean, we've been very fortunate. Probably since the last 7 or 8 years, our attendance has been up about 7 or 8% every year.
That's awesome.
And winning helps. I mean, obviously, winning helps. We've had four straight playoff appearances, three division titles in the last 5 years. So people expect to come to the ballpark, have a great time, put us in competitive settings, a lot of playoff games. So being able to grow that and kind of experience what minor league sports is all about, it's always interesting to teach people and families here in the region of what minor league sports means to a community.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
Really is. And you're up close and personal, too. I mean, you're on top of the players, which is great.
Will there be any pregame ceremonies involving Bob? Is he singing the anthem?
He's throwing a pitch.
He's throwing the pitch?
Yeah.
What number are you going to wear, Bob?
I don't know. Maybe a suit and tie just to keep it with. No,
to
I wouldn't.
Keep it real with the bobblehead?
No, yeah. I'm not going to do that. I got to get my arm. You and I can play catch afterwards?
Can I go?
Austin's got the swivel ball.
You guys are always more than welcome.
Warm my arm
Who's
up because I haven't
Bob's
thrown a ball
hit,
in a long
you,
time.
Or pitch.
You can catch it if you want.
I can?
Yeah,
Bob,
you
would you mind if I caught, or would you rather have a real catcher catch
no,
it?
No, you can catch it.
That would be exciting.
We're going to have a good group out here. I know Austin's going to try to swing out, and the guys from the morning show. There's always an open invite for those guys. We'd like to be great partners and work with you guys and be great hosts. We like to throw good parties.
Limits?
How many fingers are you going to put down? You're going to give me a curveball?
I want
to
change up. I'm putting down a three. Yeah, one is fastball, two's curve, three is change up. Four is splinker if you have one of those.
I don't have a splinker. I don't even know if I have
one. Start working on one. I may call for the splinker.
I got to get my arm loose.
Limits, do you have any questions for Tony or Bob? And are you going to the game? And what role would you like to play?
I would love to go to the game. Bob, I could try to help you warm up because
bullpen catcher.
Mostly when I pitch, I'm basically the bullpen pitcher or basically the pregame toss pitcher because I put it right down the middle for people to be able to hit it. So
but you're using
you
a wiffle
tips.
Ball, though, right?
Yes.
So that's different. And I got to.
Way different.
Yeah. I'm going to have to stretch it out. Short toss, leaving into long toss. I'll figure it out.
Anything else you're curious about, Limits, with this whole process, with Tony, with Bob?
Yeah, I'm curious, Tony. We talked about the invention of the bobblehead and the creation of the bobblehead. Is there going to be any special other Bob themes throughout the game? Will there be like a Bob picture that's put on the Jumbotron, like in the middle of the fifth inning? Are we going to sing Tape Me Out to the Bob
Weck,
game?
A Bob on Weck sandwich, perhaps?
I like some like Bob Pompeiani trivia. I might have to, Austin, we might have to work on some of this stuff.
Shish kebabs, perhaps?
Shish kebabs
on like special. Yeah. How about a French martini? That's my drink of choice. Do you have those at the ballpark?
That would be
special
gigantic.
Made.
We special made French
special
martini.
Made special for the day.
You better get some Chambord. It's going to cost you more money than you think. Here.
We can do be gigantic.
We can do some fun stuff. I might see if we do some fun games between innings, recognizing Bob or anything stuff like that. We're all that's kind of the nature of sport that we're in of creating unique opportunities in the in games to celebrate stuff special. So we don't have any other theme on Saturday. It's just Bob bobblehead. So we might as well go all in.
I'll tell you what, Bob. This is all kidding aside. This is an awesome honor. Look at
this.
Yeah,
it really
thing.
Is. And I cannot thank Tony and the Wild Things enough for doing this. The bobblehead really does move, huh? That's kind of how I putt.
Yeah.
I have my head all over the place, and that's why I can't make a putt.
There we go.
It's going to rip my head off. What are you doing?
Tony, thank you so much for coming in. And Bob, your final words.
My
here.
Final words
bobblehead.
Are I hope people come out. It's going to be a nice night. I looked at the weather.
Yep.
So hopefully it'll be a fun time. And I hope the Wild Things kick some butt against the Mud Monsters, and we'll have a good time.
What if there's like 10,000 people in line? What are you going
to
do?
There won't be. You don't have to worry about that.
Really? For a Bob Pompeiani bobblehead?
First 1,000. That is what it is. I mean, I'm happy to pack the park. Maybe it'll be a great day. That would be a win-win if this is Bob's day and the day we clinch the playoffs. That would be.
Oh, I like that.
Our magic number is 8, so it is possible to get there. And,
Bob's saying yes to that.
Today,
look at the bobblehead.
Today is Tuesday, yep. So you play games every night?
Yep, we're here. We're home tonight through Thursday against a team from Indiana, and then the Mud Monsters head-to-head, and those are magic number, the impact of 2.
I'd love to see it be available that night and you guys take it. So.
Pop some bottles that night.
There we go.
Playoffs.
Joe,
yeah.
We got some
Bob,
champagne afterwards to clinch a playoff spot.
If we
that
clinch,
would
be,
that would even
those
be better.
Those clinch parties are
Bring
always
Bring the snorkeling
like
gear, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Look, listen, Bob, it sounds like a woodpecker.
Oh, you had to do that and ruin the entire day, didn't you? The woodpecker.
Could we anticipate if somebody that's in line that's like 1,001 ends up trying to barter with people that got their 1,000 bobblehead?
That might be a special thing, yeah.
$30 for your bobblehead?
Person number 1,001.
Start negotiating deals. We anticipated you to put them on eBay and like we had that.
You won't get much play there, so I'm not going to encourage that at all.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm honestly, I would expect a large crowd, and I expect people to be vying for this.
Yeah, I think it's a great, like it's an incrinculate memento of Pittsburgh. I think it's a great thing.
Incrinculate.
Suppose somebody starts a fight. What if Tommy Pham shows up for this game? And he wants a bobblehead and they're not giving it to
him. Walking with a fan maybe and see, I don't know. I mean, we'll try to use some human blockades as needed.
Can we send one to Ron Cook?
We absolutely
can. For old time's sake?
100%.
Yeah. Do you have his address, Bob?
No. I just have his text, which is still the same, but I don't know where. I don't have an address for him. We'll get one.
All right. Well, Tony, thanks again.
Tony, thank you. I can't thank you enough. I mean, it means a lot.
Man.
Very honored.
Coming up, let's get to, well, a six-pack because there's so much going on. Bob, you're not in tomorrow, correct?
No.
So
we're flying to Charlotte tomorrow.
Right.
So
we're going
to
do the six-pack today. The Tommy Pham incident, Gabe Davis back in town, and the story of two possible expansions. I had a homework assignment for Limits and Bob based on possible baseball expansion. What kind of division? Like, this is a chance for Major League Baseball to totally redo its landscape.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bob, one thing you didn't mention in the opening, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, you really should be, first of all, because we're being joined by Bob's bobblehead, a special camera on Bob. Look at it. Limits, you propped that up perfectly.
It's in a great spot. You can see everything. Bob's name, Bob's full suit, the smile.
I mean, this is phenomenal.
So I got calls from everybody. I got Lewis Lips calling me up, and you know, he goes to those games regularly. and he's not going to be around. Lots of other people, friends, and I'm going to try to do my best, but I also know that they have a limited supply, so what can you do, Joe?
You said Jay Caulfield. Who else wanted one?
Oh, I have a lot of people. I
mean, name some people, Bob.
Well, these are friends you wouldn't know.
I don't care. They're still nice people. Name them.
Well, Craig McConnell, our producer for Steeler Games.
Love that guy. Yeah.
He's a bunch of people at the station who you wouldn't know them specifically. A friend of mine, Bill Fontana. I mean, I know this is going to be interesting to try to satisfy a lot of people, but I'll try to do my best.
Well, I have one in hand, and if I catch that first ball, pitch before the game, what do you call that? Ceremonial first pitch. It better be a strike, Bob. And I'm going outside
and
corner.
I have not thrown a baseball in a long time. Although, you know, I used to do it well enough. I got to go back in time and try to recapture that.
We have a lot to talk about, Bob. That was the most exciting news by far. And congratulations again on that. That is so cool. Saturday night. Parking lots open at 3. Gates open at 6. And the first 1,000 people get a Bob Pompiani bobblehead. Go to our YouTube page. It's so easy. Go through our website. Take you right there. You can subscribe. It doesn't cost anything to our YouTube channel. You can watch us every day. And today, the guest of honor sitting right between us, standing actually, is the Bob bobblehead. What's your favorite part of it, Bob?
It looks younger, which I appreciate. Yeah. I need to look younger. And that's one way of doing it.
And plus, wasn't it nice of them to include a football?
Football and a baseball bat. Yeah, that's kind of what I've done for all these years. And I thought the pose was interesting, too.
Very relaxed pose, and it's a pose of come get me. I'm on the top of the heap here, and I ain't going anywhere anytime soon. No, it is, Bob. Look,
but that wouldn't be me.
It's the legs crossed in a nice way.
In a nice way.
Yeah. In a nice way. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I love it.
Teeth are whiter than they've ever been.
They look wonderful.
Yeah. Nose is a little longer.
Little speck of gray, splack of gray, no, speck of gray.
No, they know to get rid of that.
Yeah, they did get rid of that. You look great. Would you have preferred a golf outfit? You're okay with the suit
and
tie?
No, this looks good. I didn't know what to expect. Like I said, nobody consulted me, and I was hopeful that somebody would, but you knew. You had access.
I knew
months
ago.
Did you choose the suit?
No. I had no say whatsoever other than I told Tony it looked great, and I picture you in a suit. If not a suit, golf stuff. They could have gone either way.
Yeah.
But when I think of you, I think of meeting you 30 years ago now, Bob?
At least.
Because I first started doing the Showdown when I was the beat writer for the Penguins.
Yeah, at least.
And I remember the coolest show we ever did was on top of the CBS television building in New York City.
Yeah, New York City.
We went to the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, how could I forget?
That's when we were all covering things and going all over the place. And we were on the roof.
I know. I passed like people who are doing 60 Minutes and stuff like that. I'm like, is this really happening?
Wow, goes way back now.
Yeah, and they had cameras on the roof for me. I think Mike Persuda. I forget who else did it with us.
Yeah, I remember
that. What a show that was.
You jogged my memory there. When you said that, I'm thinking, and then I remember exactly what we were doing. It was was it Penguins hockey?
Penguins Devils series. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, so
Penguins
we were all there, so we did it on remote location, which was cool.
So cool. All right, we have a lot to get to. Instead of our Wednesday six-pack, the best way to do this is just that on a Tuesday. And I think we should be celebrating anyway with a six-pack here. Limit, start us off, would you please? Bob, lots of people reporting, well, Elliot Friedman first, that the Chicago-based Hoffman family, I thought they were Florida-based, but whatever, reportedly serious contender to buy the Penguins. So Mario and Burkle and company apparently have competition. Elliot Friedman reporting just that. They've emerged as a serious contender to purchase the Penguins from Fenway Sports Group. He also reported, Friedman did, that the potential sale price of this team is about $1.75
billion. Wow.
Which is right in the neighborhood of what Gary Bettman's demanding.
Right, but it's double what the Penguins sold it for.
So here's there's lots of tentacles to this story. This guy, David Hoffman, based in Naples, his sons run his company now. Bob, they own everything from newspapers to geraniums. I took a photo of something here that listed all their holdings. It's ridiculous. the diversity of things that they're in charge of.
So they're like an entrepreneurial family.
Coffee
and they're looking
shops.
To acquire a lot of things.
Greenhouses. Coffee
never,
shops.
Never a sports franchise, though.
Geranium. Yes, they have golf courses, and they have the Florida Everglades or something, okay. Whatever minor league team
minor
that
league,
is, and they win all the time.
Mm.
And, Bob, if we get to know them, we could be playing free golf all over the place.
In Naples, a great
yes.
place to go. Let's do it.
They're also going to build a golf course. Here's some of the stuff. He's worth $2 billion. David is, okay? Dolphin transportation specialists in Naples. Premier Transportation in Dallas, Texas. Napa Valley Publishing Company. Ooh. This guy's, he's purchasing a lot of media, a lot of
Does
newspapers.
Does he have wine? He must own a vineyard
That's
somewhere.
His newest thing.
Is
Him
it?
And his wife have vineyards, I forget where, Missouri? Napa Valley Publishing Company in Napa Valley, California. Viking Plastics in Cory, Pennsylvania. CTS Aspen in Aspen, Colorado. Engineering in Lowell, Michigan, a transit company in Mackinac Island, Michigan, a dairy in Illinois, Sip and Sail Cruises in Mackinac Island. I've never seen anything like this, Bob. They own anything and everything. They could own your bobbleheads before the end of the day. So what's your first reaction to this?
Well, my first reaction is the Fenway Sports Group wants to make as much money as they can, and they sense this is an opportunity. Maybe it was when they acquired the Penguins in the first place. Their goal was to sell it at some point and cash in on the valuation increase. And that's exactly what's happened here, I guess. I still would prefer, and if this is a, you know, the Burkle-Lemieux group, if they're interested in doing this again, I don't know much other than what I've heard from different people. But if they are, I prefer it being that way because I think it's better with a guy like Mario Lemieux, who's so centrally involved in every aspect of this organization, from saving it once to saving it twice. I'd prefer that, but you know, if someone's going to get it, I just hope they treat it as not just an investment, because I think the Fenway Sports Group, and I may be wrong about this, but it seems to me it's more of an investment than anything else. Getting, flipping, making money, moving on. They have a lot of assets. They have a lot of things they'd like to do. But I want to see somebody who's committed to make it win and stick around here for a while.
Bingo on all of that, Bob. And that's what I came in with today was I think I've gotten this wrong the way I've thought about Fenway Sports Group in the past. My thinking was, man, what a bunch of bumbling fools. They buy a franchise that's clearly on the decline. Sean Gentile pointed me in the right direction with this. And I know franchise valuations are soaring right now. But I'm starting to suspect, rather than why did these people buy into this? I'm suspecting what you just said. I'm starting to think this was the game for them all along. Come in, try to win, you know, at the end a little bit with the, you know, with these fading stars. And then before we get to the real decline of this franchise, get out and get almost $2 billion.
Yeah.
Fenway Sports Group didn't get to be who they are by making bad business decisions. And man, that kind of hurts in a way to at least wonder if they simply got into this to get out in a real hurry and make double their money. You know what I mean? But I think you're right yeah. about that.
I mean, I have no other way to look at it. Why would you be in the short term? If you're really into it to try to make the franchise better and guide it through some tough times, then you'd stick through this and see the end of that, knowing that the valuation is still going to go up.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it this quickly, it seems to me that it was a, you know, buy and sell kind of operation.
Now, this guy.
And that's fine. A lot of people do it. I'm not. They made a lot of money in their lives.
Is it
they know
fine, though, for them to come in and mine the Penguins for the franchise price and then leave?
No, that's why I said I'd rather have Lemieux and Burkle and Morehouse and those guys do it, because they have, it's really a passion for them, a labor of love. This is more acquisitions.
This is cold corporate
right.
acquisition
and
maneuvering.
From their point of view, if that's right. what they saw and that's what they're going to get, then they've succeeded.
Man, somebody else comes in to own this franchise, especially if David Morehouse gets his claws on this thing. I mean, what happens to the Kyle Dubas plan? What happens to everything? I wonder about that. And now it's going to be a Ron Burkle, David Hoffman photo finish. At least one could picture that, unless somebody else gets involved here. Two very, very, very rich men vying for control of this franchise.
And who stands to gain most? It's the Fenway Sports Group. If there's a bidding war
for
going
sure.
on, they're going to get
for
theirs.
Sure.
So
So that's where we're at with the Penguins. Now, I know there's fears of moving the team. Do you share those?
No.
If it's an out-of-town buyer?
I think Gary Bettman will never listen to that. I think he knows Pittsburgh is a good hockey market.
I agree with
and
you.
And he won't. He will stand in the way of any of that.
I do tend to agree with you, although any time you bring in, of course, they had Mario and Ron Burkle, and they were going to sell. Right, Bob? If they didn't get a new arena, at least the threats
were
there.
I mean, those are part of negotiations, just as you see.
Now, what if they called his bluff?
If they called his bluff, then maybe, you know, we would have seen something different.
So I don't know if you're free of that with hometown owners either. I don't know. All right. That is a developing story. Limits, please. Another one. Bob needs one. How about this Tommy Pham situation from last night, Bob? Did you catch this whole thing?
Yeah, I saw it. I know there was some lip reading going on. The catcher over there seemed to indicate to Tommy Pham that I'm not talking to you. He had his earpiece on. I don't know what happened with Tommy Pham, but he seemed to overreact to what was going on.
That's what I would say. Absolutely. I'm trying to look. I just had a quote in front of me. Was it the catcher? Was Heinemann the catcher, or who was Heinemann?
Yes, Heinemann's the catcher.
All right. He said it was weird, man. It was unprovoked and super weird. I don't even know him. No idea. Barely knows who he is. Yeah, Tyler Heinemann. That is a great quote. I'll say it again. It was weird, man. It was unprovoked and super weird. I don't even know him. No idea. Barely know who he is. It may have been the first bat flip I've ever seen, Limits, on a walk.
Yes.
I mean, it was incredible. And apparently, Pham took exception to Heinemann questioning a ball, saying it was a strike. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's Tommy Pham on Twitter. You ready for this, Bob?
Yes,
this is real, right, Limits? This is real?
Yes.
Has this been taken down?
So Tommy Pham has deleted his tweets, yes.
Okay, well, this was the first one. Bitching about a ball not being called a strike to the umpire when it's clearly below the zone and away is disrespectful not only to the umpire but the hitter as well. So like I said when I flipped the bat, blank him. And he used a complete word there, Bob, in his tweet. Dude has 2 years in the show. I know the zone. Is Keegan Mathison the umpire? Who are we talking about there?
See, no. That's where I was confused a little bit. Was he directing that at the umpire?
Keegan Mathison is the Blue Jays reporter that put out the quote of what Tyler Heinemann said about Tommy Pham.
And then someone named Ron Snow Mexico says, bro, you are a B word, and spelled it out. And Tommy Pham replies, things you wouldn't say to my face for $1,000.
That's still up. He didn't delete that one.
That's actually a good comeback.
Tell me what else is happening on social media, Limits. This seems to have great comical value.
Well, somebody tweeted that calls themselves Ham Barger that goes, I guess, to Barger for the Blue Jays. He tweeted, you're 37 acting like this on a non-playoff Pirates team. Just retire and start a family already, Tommy Tough Knuckles. And Tommy Pham responds, your profile pic is of someone who takes steroids, loser.
Oh, anything else? I gotta hear more. I have to hear more.
Tommy Pham finds himself in situations like this everywhere he goes, though, doesn't he?
I mean, if you're the Pirates and you're Bob Nutting and you have people, no matter what, using the F word in a tweet and stuff like that, given his history, lewd gesture to fans this year.
Right.
What's this guy's deal, Bob? What's going on with him? Didn't he punch somebody in the face? Yes, he did.
Yeah, he just all
slapped him
up.
Over a fantasy football dispute a few years ago.
You can look at his face. Just last night, and you could tell he was
wound up.
Boiling
yeah.
point. You know?
He was boiling.
Yeah.
Joe, listen to this one. Mad Max, Max Scherzer, is going to put one on you, bro. Better watch the hell out. Tommy Pham says, bleep, me and Max was chopping it up yesterday during BP. Actually, he told me the Jays asked about me during the deadline, and he told them, go get me.
That's Tommy Pham's response.
That's what Tommy Pham
I love this. Bob, this is the best thing of the whole Pirates season. This is tremendous.
And then
go get me.
The tweeter at the Sabres are killing me again responds, your attitude is clearly the reason we decided you wouldn't work.
Tremendous.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bob, I have my new Buffalo Sabres shorts on, I might add, today. Golf shorts.
How many years in a row have the Sabres not made the playoffs?
A lot.
It's got to end.
Yeah, a lot.
Is this the season that's going to end?
The Miami Dolphins of the NFL. No, they stink. Should Tommy Pham, why didn't they trade him? And if you're Bob Nutting, aren't you sick of this guy?
I mean, I'm surprised. There was no reason to have him here. Again, to me, he's clogging a space for someone else who... I'd rather get a look at a York, Cook, any of these guys, even though they're struggling.
Just DFA him and
yeah,
somebody
I mean,
else
what
can
gonna
pick
gain?
Him up.
Unless they plan to sign him again, you know, why is he here?
I guess he's been hitting a lot lately.
He is, and I give him full credit. He's
well,
turned
that's the
his
worst thing
around.
For them right now.
He's turned his
is,
season
is
around.
Is to win games. They might as well just lose the rest of their games and get a better draft pick again. He's turned his season around. He's still batting .260 with six home runs.
But .260
people want to
represents
pretend he's
one, of
Mickey
best, one of the best averages on the team.
I know. He stinks. And
he had a lot to do with their start.
Yeah, he buried their season is what they did.
Forget.
And by the way, he's batting .196 in August. So let's all cool the Jets on Tommy Pham. Let's not forget how he buried the season by hitting .118 in March in those five games. By hitting .182 with no home runs in April, and then he started to hit at some point in May, And he carried that into his credit, I guess, in June and July. And now he stinks again in August. So we have another bad player hitting 260 with six home runs and a 702 OPS who flips his bat after he gets a walk, makes a lewd gesture to a fan earlier this season. What are we doing, Bob? And he's 37 years old.
That's the thing.
And I'm gonna rip you two because 2 weeks ago we had a discussion where both of you said you'd be open to bringing this guy back for next season.
Caveat to that. I did say if it was intern Dom.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, it was probably intern Dom. If it was simply to be a role player off a bench. Because
I don't want a role player off the bench. This guy's out of control, Bob.
I don't disagree. But I'm saying at that context, it was about, because he was hitting really well at the time, he's a guy who plays a good left field. He could be useful off the bench to some team.
He stinks.
That's why a lot of teams thought he was going to trade for him at the deadline, and no one ever did.
Under no circumstances do I want this guy back on this team. Under none. Never. Ever. And they should DFA him today and just let him go play for somebody else, because from that comment about the Blue Jays, that's apparently what he wants to do anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's Tommy Pham even saying he does not really want to be here. And he said, go get me. He told Max Scherzer to tell the front office, go get me. No, there's no reason why he should be back. From June on, he's been a good player, but I don't want him blocking.
He stinks in August limits. Stop telling lies.
June and July, he was good.
Yeah. You said since June. He stinks in August. He's hitting 196 with two extra base hits in all of August in 51 at-bats.
196 makes Jack Sawinski and Alexander Canario look like...
to watch Canario.
A-ball players.
What? How is Ben... Click the thing again. Give us another one. Bob, how is Ben Charrington still here? It's a miracle.
The fact that he is makes you wonder if he's still going to be here next year operating everything.
Did you see the lineup last night? Was Smoke and Ronnie Frazier in the lineup again? How many guys named Frazier is this guy going to fail on this year, Bob?
I don't know. I just think there's so many upgrades necessary. And then the one thing that's happened, and this could be the reason he's kept around, because Baseball America or whoever the minor league organization is just designated the Pirates as the second best minor league system, the second best in all of baseball. The only way that can be true is if it's all lower
baseball
end.
America did that limits?
Yeah, second best farm system the
second
Pirates.
The only reason for that is because they stink every year in their draft picks. You tell me who
they're
top.
They just brought in all these guys for single A. The Grasshoppers are grassing everywhere. They're doing a great job.
How is that even possible? Who are their team? Go to Baseball America and read me the top eight prospects.
Well, yeah. It's because Griffin's won, and right. Griffin's 1-1.
I could have drafted him.
Chandler's up there.
He's a top 15
But the point
guy,
is,
Hernandez.
The point is, it's misleading in that there has been no graduation from any offensive player in this minor league system.
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. And the only guys, I'm sure, who's the kid they drafted? Hernandez?
Yeah, Seth Hernandez.
And Connor Griffin are their top two. You and I could have drafted both those guys.
Well, not to mention Paul Skeens. Connor Griffin.
All right, you and I and four others could have drafted Connor Griffin. The lineup last night was Spencer Horwitz, a non-power hitting first baseman, followed by Tommy Pham, 260 with six home runs. Brian Reynolds, he stinks. Nick Gonzalez, a bad field, somewhat hit second baseman. Andrew McCutchen, who's basically done. Jared Triolo, who's a horrible hitter. Canario, who stinks. Henry Davis, who's hitting 173. And Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who, again, some people want to compare, you know, to the greatest utility men who ever lived. This dude has one home run. One home run. He hit 229 in July. He hit 220 in June. This team stinks, Bob. These lineups are an embarrassment. And how Ben Charrington still has a job is more improbable than the miracle on ice.
Yeah, well, that should end at the end of the season. And they should just do a redo, but do it much more seriously than they have in the past. Now, people will say, well, Ben Charrington won a World Series when it was Boston. But every other year, his teams have finished in last place. So, you know, listen, you're judged. You had 6 years to prove that you can supply a minor league system. And this is why I bring this up. Because if the farm system is ranked number two, if you're Ben Charrington, when you talk to Bob Nutting, you can say, look where we are. We have Griffin coming. We have Chandler in the system. Jones is coming back. We're ranked number two. This farm system is about to really blossom and harvest some good players. And he'll use that as a selling point, I would imagine, because I would, if that were me, trying to save my job. But 6 years in, we have not seen any contributions at all from people down there on a regular basis, other than pitchers.
All right, give me one more here, speaking of the Pirates. This idea, Jason Mackey wrote about it today. Prominent Pirates are making their voices heard. Let's hope Bob Nutting is listening. I have an answer to that, if it's a question. He's not. Paul Skeen spoke up a few weeks back, saying things like, you know, hopefully these trades created space for us to acquire some bats. Didn't see a lot in terms of that at the deadline, but hopefully that sets us up next year. Very polite way of calling out ownership. Bob Nutting owns Paul Skeens for the next 4 years. Based on the Garrett Cole example, that means in 2 years they're going to start talking about trading him. He controls him for those years. 1 year is pre-arbitration, 3 years of arbitration. He controls him. What Paul Skeens says will have zero impact on anything the Pirates do. What Andrew McCutchen says will have less than zero. Andrew McCutchen is no longer an impactful bat in the Pirates lineup, and he doesn't really sell tickets either. Have you seen the ballpark lately? So anybody who thinks that Andrew McCutchen and Paul Skeen speaking up is going to get Bob Nutting to splurge in the offseason, you're out of your minds, to put it quite plainly. Now, McCutchen told, I believe it's Jose Negron of DK Pittsburgh Sports over the weekend in Chicago, you got to pay to win. It's not always the team that spends the least that makes the playoffs. Very rarely does that happen. We can't just take a shot in the dark and hope. We have to make a push. Mackey goes up to McCutchen and he won't even repeat those words. I'm not talking about that. Is the best he can do now, McCutchen? I'm not talking about that. So Mackey rephrases the question, what must the organization do to improve and compete again next year? You're going to have to ask the GM on that, McCutchen said. I have no idea. I'm just here to play baseball. I don't know what we need. I said what I needed to say about that. Okay, fair enough. The thing with McCutchen, Bob, is that he seemed to create the scenario where he came here because he thought he could win here. Is that the case, or he returned because he wasn't wanted elsewhere? And where exactly does he think he's going to get to pick and choose next year where he goes?
Yeah, I think he came back because his family's here, his wife's from here, and it was a good way to end his career. That's what I think he thought when he first came here. Did he think there had potentially could win? Well, with the pitching, you can convince yourself to thinking, yeah, they're on the fast track to doing that, or at least they should be competitive in a wild card. But then the organization totally did nothing to help the chances. So if he's frustrated, he should be frustrated. He's right to say what he said.
Skeens or McCutchen?
Both, but especially McCutchen.
Well, he's part of the problem, though.
Yeah, but he's still part of them,
not doing enough. He's their DH, and he doesn't hit enough.
I agree
with
that.
He doesn't even play
the
field.
The beginning of the year.
They should have cut ties after last season.
Yes,
I don't think the Andrew McCutchen of 8 years ago would have been in great position to speak about this, or 10 years ago. This Andrew McCutchen has no real clout.
He's still Andrew McCutchen. Because of it, he has clout. I think because of his
name. What is the significance of that? I realize going down the road, I love Kutch as much as the next person. He's going to be in the Hall of Honor. He's the most popular Pirate since Willie Stargell. But at this point in his career, Bob, what does that mean? It doesn't translate to tickets.
It means he probably cares about the organization and the direction it's headed because he's spent most of his time in this organization. And he's frustrated that he believes that and there's no action taken. There needs to be action taken. So I think that's a reasonable critique.
You know what action shouldn't be taken? Bringing him back as a DH.
I would agree with that because they have to upgrade on
everything. Do you think he agrees with that?
I don't know if he does or doesn't. Probably not.
I don't think he does.
But I mean, fine, bringing him back the first time, year two, whatever, he got over his 300 home runs, all of that stuff. Now it's about upgrading your team, and that includes having a DH that is really a DH who can hit 35 home runs. But you got to go out and get him because there's no one in their system who can provide that right now.
He has 11. In, 350 at-bats, something like that. He's hitting .239, and he's on pace for a career-worst
OPS. He's on base,
OPS.
Though, a lot. He does walk a lot, and he does...
But he can't run anymore,
as a DH,
so what good does that do you?
I want power. I do. I want power. I want somebody
I want
who
a good hitter.
The ball. Right.
I want a good hitter.
But they have to go out and spend it. You don't think they will, though.
Okay, it's your turn. Do you think
no.
that Skeens and McCutchen are going to impact Bob Nutting?
I think if Bob Nutting is true, if Greg always says he's really... he wants to win. If he wants to win, after
Greg Brown, you're saying?
Yeah, but he always, and that's fine. But this past season demonstrated that he wasn't interested.
I wanted to marry Jennifer Aniston, Bob. It didn't work out that way.
This past offseason indicated clearly that he had no intention of spending money, which tells me he's not interested in winning. This offseason, we'll see what happens. I think the pressure will mount on him to do a lot, and he should do a lot. If he has schemes, even for 2 years, Joe.
What pressure? Pressure from who and where?
Well, pressure doesn't get
him. He's oblivious to pressure.
But I mean, if he is someone who wants to win, like a lot of people around there will tell you, show it.
Of course he wants to win. And he also cares about his legacy, as Dan Zangrilli said. We all do. I want to win.
Well, if he cares about his legacy,
like I said,
do more.
I wanted to marry Jennifer Aniston too. I didn't really do anything about it, and it was never going to happen. So he can want to win and care about his legacy all he wants until he prioritizes those things over the checkbook. Then they're never going to win, probably.
Well, that's what we're going to find out this offseason. That's what we're going to find out. If he's genuine to that belief.
Really, are you waiting with suspense for this?
Are you waiting to find out?
Because I already know.
If he doesn't do it.
Limits, can we end the segment with a Tommy Pham reading of I'll do some and you can do some. And then we'll get to, who do we have? Brian Batko?
Batko's coming up next,
The Batconian Mongoose at the top of the hour. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, and a high of 89, sunny today. Yes, indeed, a high of Jericho Cotchery. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Brian Batko on all things Steelers. Who's on the bubble? Could there be a trade? What about Gabe Davis? We didn't even get to him in our six-pack. We're going to talk about all of that with the Mongoose. But first, Tommy Pham, after last night's episode, tweets today, or last night, I don't know. And for reference sake here, Keegan Matheson is apparently a writer in Toronto. Bitching about a ball not being called a strike to the umpire when it's clearly below the zone and away is disrespectful not only to the umpire, but the hitter as well. So like I said, when I flipped the bat, F him. Keegan Matheson, dude, has 2 years in the show. I know the zone. Ron Snow Mexico, I should say, tweets, bro, back at Fam. Bro, you are a B word. Fam tweets back, things you wouldn't say to my face for 1,000. Limits, give me the rest.
Somebody that calls themselves Hamburger says, you're 37 acting like this on a non-playoff Pirates team. Just retire and start a family already, Tommy Tough Knuckles. To which Tommy Pham responds, your profile pic is of someone who takes steroids, loser.
Bob, I'm not sure it gets better than this. Finally, a feel-good moment in this Pirate season.
And then, how about this? I'm sorry, Bob. John Boyd tweets out, here's the pitch in question. To which Tommy Pham adds Keegan Matheson, the Blue Jays reporter, and said, looks like he said something.
By the way, Bob, McCutchen is the guy who got completely ripped off at the plate last night. Did you see some of the strikes that were called on him?
Yep. They were
and
all
he
over
was
the place.
Steaming.
He should have been.
If that same thing happened to Tommy Pham,
Tommy Pham would be.
He might have lit the building on fire last night.
He's all
That's how angry
up,
he was.
Very, very tightly wound.
Some anger management, perhaps, for Tommy Pham? Limits?
Well, I mean, after this one, he might need it for Max Scherzer. The Sabres are killing me again, tweets. Mad Max is going to put one on you, bro. Better watch the hell out. To which Tommy Pham says, bleep, me and Max was chopping it up yesterday during BP. Actually, he told me the Jays asked about me during the deadline, and he told them, go get me.
I love that, Bob.
And they didn't.
So DFA the guy and let them have him. Let him go play somewhere else before. I mean, when you saw him steaming, Bob, I thought there was going to be another incident. He seems to be the type of guy that when the rage sets in, all bets are off, yes?
Oh, no question about it. He loses it out there. You can tell he had the look in his eye. Even when he was at first base standing there, I thought something might even happen at that
You ever seen
moment.
A bat flip on a walk like that?
No, not like that.
That
he hasn't
incredible.
Had many opportunities to bat flip, though, so maybe he just wanted to get some out of his system.
Very good point. Just don't join a fantasy football league with him, Bob. A word of advice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.